as you speak about the week, I would just like to read one verse, and I take it a bit out of its contents, but out of its context, sorry. It's in 1 Corinthians 8. But just to underline what you say, to not to overlook the weak ones, and to have the right attitude in relation to them. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 11. The weak one, the brother, for whose sake Christ died. Mm. Let us really keep this in mind. If we think about weak ones, it is still a brother for whom Christ died.
Another verse also in Galatians 6.
Mm-hmm. Verse 1. It goes pretty much in the same direction. Galatians 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness.
I'd like to, just before we move on to relationships in our single life, I'd like to just offer some ways to resolve conflict with one another. Because this seems to be a problem that we're never able to solve. And we look at the history of Christianity, and we see that the result of not being able to resolve conflict often ends up in, as we said before, separation. And in some cases, when there's doctrinal or when there's evil, that's definitely necessary. But in many cases, it shouldn't have been necessary, as Steve mentioned. So just real quickly, I want to just give a couple of ideas to resolve conflict. One is try not to react. Step back. Think, and remember the mind of Christ as we've had before us, and then don't react, but act. And the first action should be prayer. And if you need to talk to somebody about a problem, if I have a problem with Steve, instead of me going right up to Steve and in his face talking to the problem, I should talk to the Lord first about, not just about Steve, but about my heart. And being able to work this thing out together.
You notice how I'm usually the example in these things.
That's because you're supposed to be a friend. So. So the first thing is don't react, but act. Second, act in prayer. The third thing that I would suggest is oftentimes we have the convenience of emails. We have the convenience of text messages. We have the convenience of the telephone. Don't use those things to resolve a problem. Look at your brother straight in the eye, face to face, because there's so much value in looking at a brother. It's too easy to hide behind the phone and tell off a brother. It's too easy to just get going, right? And we just get going. Pretty soon there's holes in the computer keyboard. It's too easy. I would really encourage us for a couple of reasons. Think of this, eye-to-eye contact. Think of the eye-to-eye contact that the Lord Jesus had with Peter. Mm-hmm. Peter went out and wept because of eye-to-eye contact. And if we look at our brother face-to-face, Mark, not Steve, but if I look at Mark straight face-to-face, I'm going to be less likely to say something that I'm going to regret later. And so face-to-face, eye-to-eye contact. And, well, there's much more that we could talk about resolving problems. And there's some really good material out there in dealing with how to resolve problems. And I would encourage us, if anybody wants to come see me, I'll point you to some directions, material that you could get. There's a book called Peacemakers. And I'll tell you, this is needed today amongst Christianity. Be a peacemaker as much as possible. That lies within you. Be at peace with your brethren. And so make peace. So I know Mark wants to take us another direction.
But just bring in the verse that we read. I'll just read it again. Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourselves one to another. And it comes right before. We often hear wives submit yourselves unto your own husbands. But the verse right before that is submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So that applies to any relationship.
A quick question regarding separation. If separation has already taken place, what efforts can one make towards reunification if the reason for the separation may still exist?
Okay, next question.
I have two thoughts, and I don't pretend to suggest that they are the full answer. And maybe we should, I'll make these two suggestions, and maybe, brothers, you have other thoughts, but we could talk more also at later on after the meeting. But one thought is that the examples in the scriptures about those who have been offended, there is, if you might say, a temporary separation. And sometimes it says, if you have offended your brother, here's what you can do to gain your brother. Sometimes it says, if you know your brother's offended because of you, here's what you should do to try to make it right. And although they're not quite the same as separation, if, in fact, you know, if somebody says Christ was only became Christ at some point in his life, and he was not always the Son of God or not always the Messiah, something very serious regarding the person or work of Christ, then perhaps the separation needs to continue on because it's a very serious situation. That doesn't mean that you would never...